There is only one thing that you can control in your life. That's your thoughts. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable. It's just that simple. Join me for the next hour on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, where I hope to inspire you to make the conscious decision to be happy. For that is the exact place where you need to be to create your own magnificent reality. Let us begin now. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so glad you're with us tonight. We're going to have a really great show as I introduce to you the Joyful Healer. I have had the privilege of meeting Christina McIntyre on our cruise, and you could look across the room and see how pure her soul was. She's really unique in her healing techniques, but very powerful. I got to experience her firsthand on the cruise, and I was amazed and delighted by the results. And I thought, well, I would like to introduce this Joyful Healer to you and to the rest of the world. The more we know of people like this, the bigger ease that we have about living in these turbulent times. Now, Christina works with the angels, and she also works in past lives. But she's also very, very powerful in healing today's issues that may have come up from previous lives. So it's just really fascinating. I know you're going to love it, because she's going to be focusing on a mass collective consciousness healing, on finances, abundance, and I think you're really going to be delighted as to what happens. I also want to talk tonight about the Occupy movement, and it was very, very powerful a few weeks ago. But as I mentioned before, when people come together in anger, the only thing that can manifest is more anger. And that's exactly what's happening now after a month and a half of them sitting there and protesting. Now, that's not to say that they don't have a right to their anger and that it's not anger worthy, because it is. But here's the problem. When you extend out that anger for an extended amount of time, it's just going to come back to you and be thrown right in your face. So if you look around it now, what's happening? They are having arrests. They are the sheriff's department, the government is going after them. There's been rapes. There's been murders. There's been everything. It has not actually been a peaceful and clean setting in which problems can be resolved. On the other side, it made a point, but when you come together in anger, you should only have it for like a week. Make your point and then calm down so that you can get to the resolutions of the problems. You can't resolve the issues while you're still in anger. It's almost impossible. So if you really look, and we can use this experience of the Occupy movement and put it into our lives, it brings a little bit more clarity as to what happens to us. Never saying that our anger is not justified, because it is. But letting the anger go beyond a certain time frame, you are ceasing to resolve the issue and only keeping that anger alive. The same thing holds true with the Tea Party movement. Whereas they may be a little bit calmer, they are still in there with the anger, and a lot of anger has been directed towards the Tea Party. So, again, there's no way that you can resolve issues through anger. What's the solution? Calm down, think, be logical, and then move the issue forward peacefully. And there you have it. The law of attraction in action in our lives. So take all of these things that we're seeing outside of us and apply it to within. It's going to make a lot more sense. And it's a lot easier. We need the the contrast to expand us to another place, but we don't need the anger to keep us stuck. That's the important message for tonight. So with that, let's listen to our wonderful sponsors, especially the NLP Center, and then we're going to go forward and talk to Christina McIntyre, the Joyful Healer. You're going to love this living angel. Be right back.
This is NLP tip number 2. How do you change a limiting belief? There are as many answers to that question as there are gurus trying to answer it. My answer is you go on a personal growth journey. Embark on a journey. Forget about the specific belief for a minute and just go on a journey that will help you learn about the nature of belief, that will allow you to gain new skills, that will allow you to change your entire life if you want to. Focus on that journey, and as you learn and develop and grow, your beliefs will change and adapt with you, and the ones that don't serve you any longer, they will fall away of their own accord. Now, the question is, how long is this going to take? The answer is the rest of your life. Life is a personal growth journey. It's what we're here to do. Let's focus on the process, enjoy it, learn and grow along the way. For more information, I'd love to share more with you at inlpcenter.com.
Have you been receiving your free issue of Alms Times magazine in your email box? Every 2 weeks, you'll receive this top quality magazine that has spiritual, metaphysical, and scientific information that will rock your world. Go to almstimes.com, OMTIMES.com, to sign up for your free subscription today.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries. Is the radio station for your well-being.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio, Christina. I am thrilled that you're here with us today.
What a pleasure to be here, Jules. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to be on board the cruise ship and meet you and everybody else. It was awesome.
Oh, we did have a good time, didn't we?
We did.
Let's talk about what I discovered on the cruise line. You have this angelic presence about you that people can see this all the way across the room. And you're always moving this energy, and I knew that there was something very special about you when I laid eyes on you. But then when I discovered even more about you, I'm going, oh my goodness. You are the real McCoy, and I'm so grateful to know you. You are able to heal with the angel's assistance. And could you tell everybody how this came to be?
First of all, I don't think I'm any different than anybody else. It's all just about once we start waking up, we go along, and then we start waking up, then we can wake up really quickly and open up all these spaces and open up our intuition. Because for me, up until 3.5 years ago, I had nothing that I was aware of. And one day it happened. And from there, I have tuned in. And the more I tune in, the more it grows and the more it grows and the faster it grows and the more the intuition is there. And I think that's true for all of us. So for everybody, just work on it. Don't get discouraged. Don't say, oh, I meditate and nothing happens. Just keep trying, because little by little you're opening the spaces, and one day you might just open a door like the kind of door that I opened, and the whole world just changes for you.
And you said a really important thing. You said you've got to ask for it.
That is actually something that I've just realized over the last few months is that is one of the biggest keys, is you have to ask. You have to keep asking and keep asking and keep asking. And from the energy perspective, the reason you have to keep asking is because we're asleep and our auras are just, they're just sitting there like this. And as we ask, the questions go out there and it's like, oh, there's something there, there's something there. As we ask, we expose the energy. Once it's exposed, it can start clearing. So it's, when we don't ask, it stays hidden. When we ask, then we start opening and growing and growing and growing. So asking is key. Big, big deal.
Okay, so do you see the auras, or do you see the energy, because you're always moving your hand as if you're doing something?
No, I don't see auras. I don't see the energy. For the most part, they will guide my head around as if I'm seeing something, but my brain doesn't interpret whatever it is. My hands are tuned in. There's all these currents. There's all this energy around us. We don't stop at the edge of our bodies. And somehow, this is what happened to me. My hands just tuned into that energy flow, and it's there. So my hands are always tuning into that. It's like the angels are guiding me to what's important, where to change things, what it feels like. And that's why my hands are almost always going, unless I'm not tuned in, which is hard for me to do.
I know. I saw you waiting for your ride back to the airport, and I saw your hands going, and you're going like this. I'm going, well, this is so beautiful. Here I'm going, and you're going, that's wonderful.
I was just doing healing on myself, or whatever was out there for healing. I was probably sending out healing for you in your week, because I knew that you had big things, and I was just, I don't remember what I was working on, but I was working. I was doing stuff.
Oh, it's so wonderful. So let's talk. I know you do private readings through Skype. I mean, you have people from all over contact you. But you really can do a lot with people just tuning into the radio show. Is that correct? You can do a group healing. Is that right?
Yes, because it's all energy. It's all collective consciousness. And when I did the healing on the ship, on the cruise boat, and I did it for the group, I had many people come up to me afterwards and comment that they had felt like this or that release, their heart space open. And the angels showed me that we had opened up this main blockage that we'd been working on in the main individual, that we had opened that space also up in about 65% of the people in the room there.
Wow. I know. I could feel something was going on.
So, and it's not me. I guess our energy fields are all interacting, and it's called quantum entanglement. And it's like we're not individuals. We're always interacting. And our auras, it's like if you put two people side by side and one's got a beautiful big aura and the other one's got a lot of anger and stuff, their energy is going to start to sink out. And that's why the people who are like ascended masters and so on, they may be uncomfortable being around like the low energy for a little while, because it literally is draining them. And that's why the people who, don't feel so good, they're going to feel really, really good. And they're going to want to be in the presence of these people who've got the lots of energies, because we're always balancing back and forth between each other. Very important to know for relationships.
Yes, and that was a relationship cruise too, by the way.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. You were actually able to pick out the people that you thought would match up through their energy. I thought that was fascinating.
And again, it's not me. I'm becoming an instrument for the energy. I'm just asking the question. And the angels are guiding me, and they're just saying, oh, this person resonates with that person based on how big their auras are, based on so if our chakras are all aligned, then we've got a nice energy match, okay? But there's more than that, because there's also so much in the energy. There's probably pieces I don't understand, but one of the ones that I do know is that there was past lives. And if we've had past lives with somebody else with whom we resonate, the energy is going to go, yes, this is really nice. Or someone else that we've had past lives with, but the energy goes like this. I don't know how well you can see, but there's actually fear, and we're closing up, making fists here. You are not going to be very comfortable with that person. And we did have one or two where it was like, oh, wow, this is a soulmate. And I did have an individual with whom I was told I had 15 lives, that we were soulmates.
Wow.
Yeah. It was Laughing Annie, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. You guys were all tied in together. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So on, and you're coming on our next cruise, and you'll be doing a healing workshop with us. Well, the angels will be doing it with you. And when I say you, I mean the angels. Today is 11/11/11, and it's a very special day that we're recording this. Could you give us some insight as to what the angels are saying about that, and perhaps what they think?
Okay. Now, I have to, I guess, clarify here that I don't often get words. Sometimes I get words, but more often I get what the energy feels like. And then I can ask questions and I'll get responsive. So as I put out 11/11/11, this is what the energy does. It just stands up straight. So is that good? That's a yes. Up is a yes. No is a down is a no. So the energy feels good. So I guess it's a prominent day. If I ask on the planet, it's a not so good on that. It's just because we, I think, have decided that the numbers are good, and therefore we maybe have created that. Okay, no. It's the numbers, 1111, I guess, are good numbers. 111, yeah, 11, or the, it's the 2011 that's actually good. 1111, 2011, yeah.
Wow.
So good numbers.
Good numbers. And you said, and we had talked with Tom about October 28th, you felt that October 28th was a very good day.
Yeah, I had listened to a show just today, actually, and as I was listening to that part about the October 28th, where it was where he mentioned it was an auspicious day, an important day, the energy was like, yes, 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 yes. But it wasn't necessarily all that it was easy. It wasn't that it's bringing a lot of love and joy. It's more like it's opening channels for people to grow. And in opening those channels for people to grow, sometimes it's bumpy, and that's what I was getting, is that it can be bumpy. So I'd like to let people know that my journey has had some bumpy, very bumpy places, and I have come to understand and want you all to understand that just because you're growing spiritually and you've got this beautiful aura doesn't mean that your path is always easy, because the more that we are growing, the faster we're growing, actually, we're stirring things up, we're stirring up this energy, and it's coming along and it's saying, oh, there's this old karma, oh, there's some heavy, dark stuff, and we're actually feeling that, and it's affecting our lives and so on, from the point it gets exposed until the point that it's processed, and that can be anywhere from an hour to, they're showing a week or so. So you can have a whole time when something just comes up and you don't feel right, or you feel cranky or whatever, and you don't know why. And it's just because you're processing stuff and you're growing. So if you can be aware of that and not need to look around and say, oh, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Or what's wrong with my life? And just say, oh, hooray, I'm growing, yes. And then the other thing that they've taught me big time to ask is just harmony. Ask the harmony. When things come along and life is tumultuous, ask the harmony, because that's going to smooth out the spaces. And I need to let you know that when I'm moving my hands here, this isn't me standing here moving my hands. This is the angels showing the energy that's happening. So when we do harmony, this is what they're showing. They're showing this. So ask harmony, especially when things are challenging. Just say, oh, hooray, I'm growing.
As I'm watching you through Skype, and we're recording this, what we are seeing is a little bit of, you're kind of fuzzy, but your hands, and when you're doing this, are bright, bright red. Are you aware of that? They're very red.
No.
They're very red. You could actually see it on Skype. Your hands are very red. But there's also like a halo around you that we're seeing, and there's a bit of green around the halo. So we're actually picking up some stuff, although you are kind of on the fuzzy side. I find this to be fascinating.
Very.
And I have not ever had this with anyone else that I've recorded. So there is some energy work going on here. So let me ask you, right now people are becoming aware of their spirituality more and more, and that's a great thing.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if, and from what I'm understanding from a lot of people, the fear is still out there of survival and finances.
Yeah.
Is there a way that you could do a group healing for all of us in regards to this issue?
I don't see why not, but what I'd like to do first is actually give you all some tools to use.
Wonderful.
Okay, I'm going to start with a story. And again, if you all know this, it's law of attraction. It's what you're thinking, you're manifesting. But I went to India in April, and abundance energy is just like anything else. I can put out my hands and say, how big is our abundance energy? And they're showing like way out, 100. Okay, so I have a lot of abundance energy. Doesn't mean it's all manifested in my life. It means I know I don't need to worry. I'm looked after. I'm still living month to month. But I know I don't have to worry because I've opened up all those spaces and I'm going to be looked after. So for many of you, you haven't opened up those spaces. If I put up my hands as a group, we're getting this big. This is what we're getting on the abundance energy. Before I went to India, people were talking to me about, oh, you're going to this third world country. It's so poor. And so on. And I'm always, in all of my sessions at the end, I'm always asking abundance also. It's part of my closing prayer, and we're always clearing things. And so I am always, you know, having a scope on where my abundance energy is. What I saw was that my abundance energy was starting to do this, get smaller, smaller. It's like, well, what's going on here? Nothing else has changed. And when I had my little conversation with the angels, again, energy, my asking questions, and it's like, yes, 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 get the matches. It's like, it's because I was buying into the energy that India is a third world country and everybody is poor. So I was closing down my own energy in buying into that. Instead of saying, oh, let's envision India abundant. Let's envision everybody in the world abundant. That would have opened my abundance energy more and lifted up the people of India with me. Okay, so the more we focus, oh, I've got fear going on here. Wow. Okay, all right. Okay, and I guess the way I'm understanding it is that I'm tuning into the collective energy of whoever the listeners are or are going to be at the time, so there's some fear there. The more we tune in on the fear, the more we're going to create that, unless, and here's another beautiful thing, nice and new, just learned today, it's okay to say, I'm scared. It's okay to say that. But if you just focus on that and leave it on that, you're going to create that. As you say, I'm scared, you're looking into your aura, you're looking into your energy field, bringing things into consciousness, all those places that we can see of the layers that we can get at right now, of all the times you've been scared or scared to, about whatever it is that you're related to now. I'm scared with my money, and this is what we're doing here. We're really scared. Okay, solar plexus. Wow. Okay, so we're just going to let go of this as it comes up. This is where the group healing comes in, because this is what the group is feeling. Okay. All right. I'll explain this in a moment. Wow. Okay, all right. So you can see now we're going up, up, up through the energy. There we go. Okay, now we've got a line connecting here. There we go. All the way down to the feet. Hooray. Okay. I lost my train of thought. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so if we say, I'm scared, and we pull up all those spaces where we were scared, that's okay, but you don't want to leave it there. Then you want to say, you know what, I'm recognizing it, and it's gone. God's looking after this. God, you take it. Whatever words you want to use, it's all love now. It's all just love. I'm recognizing that only love exists. And then you've exposed those places. And then this is what the energy is doing. And this is where it feels nice. You guys are getting this. This is good. My knees are sort of buckling. It's like relaxing. Oh, this feels nice. That's where you want to go. You want to say, I have this fear, and it's okay, and I'm recognizing it, and I'm letting it go, and this is really beautiful energy. And now you can see this is, hold on, clearing more here. There we go. Wow. Good job, guys. Good job. There. Okay, so we probably could go on. I guess I need to explain what you're seeing here. Never did have time to tell my story yet about...
That's right.
about where I started. But there's a beautiful book by Lorna Bearn called Angels in My Hair. If you haven't read it, I recommend that you do. She was a girl who saw angels from the time she was little. And beautiful book. Anyways, in that one and the follow-up, there's a few places where the angels told her, Lorna, it's through your tears that this healing happens. They need your tears to heal. So she's told that it's okay if you're crying. It's actually good and necessary. And it's the same thing here with me. It's this is how the tears are coming out. This is how the energy is coming out. This energy that's stuck, it's the blockages, it's what's not flowing, it's these things that are keeping our aura here instead of growing. As we tune into these and begin releasing them, our auras grow. But how do they get out? They get out through love, so we can meditate and send love, do Reiki, have loving responses, and it's slowly, slowly going to grow. But if we can actually channel it out and give it an outlet for leaving, this energy is just going to leave so much faster. And apparently that's just what happens with me. I become a channel for it to leave, but in the process of it leaving, it shows us what's there. So if it's fear, it's fear coming through me and leaving. If it's anxiety, it comes through as anxiety and it leaves. And it's just, it's fascinating.
It really is.
And it makes for some very, very interesting body language, I have to say. Yeah.
I can't get over that watching you and the color of your hands changes. It turns red when you're healing. If you can tell the energy's coming through. This is so magnificent.
Okay. I'm curious if everyone else is going to be able to see that on Skype or if you are just reading into the, if you're seeing that in the energy because you can see it.
No, I think it's being recorded. This is going to be so much fun.
Interesting. And then the other thing is when we bring up the fear, oh, I'm getting the word starvation. Okay. So my understanding, and I did ask for a few minutes on this earlier today, my understanding is this is related also to the energy of places in the world, one of them being Mexico and the other being Africa. And I think we need to heal those places in order for this abundance energy to open for all of us. I don't know exactly how that works, but that's where they were taking me. The other thing I often am checking is, where is this energy sitting? Where is it coming from? Where is this karma? I'm asking this life for us, and it's clear. It's like, no, it's not this life. We tune into other lives, and the energy starts getting, like, fearful. So this is things that we've brought along with us. We've manifested, and now, I mean, not manifested. We've been carrying it, and now, collectively, it's all coming together as a head, as a place. Okay, time to deal with this karma, actually do something. And also I'm asking, I was asking, is planetary, there's something planetary, and I have no idea what, but when I ask planetary, this is what the energy does. So I guess that's got to do with the whole shift, the 2012, the Mayan calendar ending, something like that. So it's just, it's bigger than each individual. It's something we've created all together, but it's also... how am I going to put this? I don't know if I've got this right. It's also greatly influenced by the planets. Okay. Yeah. And I guess if we were to do more healing as a group here, we'd need to have a particular aspect of that. And I guess for most people, that's going to be having some kind of stability. Because I was asking, you know, does that mean keeping jobs? I'm getting a no. So the idea that what it feels like is that people may be losing jobs, and I know that's happening. So it may be happening more and more and more. but not to go with the fear of that, just to go, okay, so this is happening. What do we need to know? Expose it and just put it into love. Don't keep buying into the fear and know that, okay, there's something else. There's other doors that are going to open, and I don't know what those doors are, but just keep saying it. Those doors are going to open. Those doors are going to open. Okay, so if we ask job stability, where do we go? So we're going here. Okay, as a group, I'm going to ask, okay, as a group, what's most important? I am going here, and I don't know what this is. It's not job stability. It's, give me some ideas. Money, key. Oh, wow. Okay, it's fear about losing things, losing our homes and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where this is coming up. Okay, and I'm going to ask, where do we need to go? To a place in the world? Do we need to go? There's a collective time. So if we go 2019, 18, 17, 16, 15, something around 1400 as a group here. We've got some kind of karma background, 1400. But if we clear that, now there's something back here. Okay, there. Okay, all right. And that's going to create more of a flow up to here. And I'm also going to let you know, as I'm doing this, tune in. You can make it bigger. You can help this energy to grow. Don't just sit there and watch it. The more you tune in, the more your consciousness goes out there with it and says, oh, there's this and this and this and this, and you're going to clear bigger than just what we're doing here, or you're going to increase what we're doing here because we're seeing further out. Okay, so this is feeling better. There we go. Whatever that was. So 1400 still coming up with something. So that's here. So we hold things in our bodies also. So this is coming up here, right on the chest and on the rib cage and on the spine. And it looks like this on me, but collectively, as a group, we tend to carry things in certain places. And that I have found out along the way. It's like our children. We tend to carry those in our fingers and so on. So this, whatever this is related to, this karma in the 1400s is something that we're all carrying here. Doesn't mean we have a problem, but it could mean it contributes to, let me check out an organ, something on the kidney. Okay, that's why the back's coming up. So collective energy that's affecting our kidneys. I have a kidney and an adrenal here. I've got a whole desk full of organs in the kidney. And there's a connection here. This, it's not the heart, okay, not the heart. Lymphatic system to the kidney. Okay, there we go. So as we're healing, we're healing all kinds of things. We're healing the karma related to the money. We're healing places in our body and in our energy. And there's actually something else I'd like to mention, and that is that the healing that comes through this way, it's very deep. Okay, so a lot of healers, like, will send light and will heal something in the present. So if you have a sore knee or something, you might have healing done on it, and then it gets better. But you may not have addressed all of those layers that came up related to that knee. And so you might have that same thing come back or something else come up around it, or you'll go into another life and it'll still be there. This healing is so deep. We're going back through all the layers that we can find. And it takes time, but it is deep. And what it means is that whatever it is, it's gone. It's gone. It's not coming back. And that's why the auras grow as we're doing this. We're not just working with a single little knee or just something on the kidney. We're clearing everything. So deep, deep, deep healing. So deep healing on this abundance. Know that it's not whatever this little bit was that we opened is not just this little bit of today. We're clearing karma that we don't need to carry with us further out again, other generations. And as you carry it now, because we've opened this, the people that you interact with, they're seeing, their energy fields are seeing those open spaces. They interact with you. They get it. They carry it. And on out it goes into the world. And thus we heal. And that's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's called the ripple effect. How wonderful. Thank you.
Do you want more healing, or I don't know how we are on time.
We've got a few more minutes, and I know everybody's enjoying this.
this is the 1400s now. This is what my hands are doing. Before it was, I forget, it was much more not flowing, and now it's flowing. So whatever that was that we collectively were carrying from that 14, oh, now we're going back. I guess I'm just turning more, 1300, 12, 13, there's something around the 1300 that would be next. Oh, okay, so another ripple effect here. So it's endless. So we could keep going. What else is there related to abundance? And what else is there related to this group? Okay, so I'm just going to ask. There's more coming up. I'm going to say, dear God, is there something else here that's very important for the whole group? And there is just something here. And the emotion that's coming through feels a little fearful. Not completely fearful. You will recall the last fear was big on the solar plexus. This one's more on the heart. So just go into your there you go. Go into your heart spaces. Just let this one go. Okay, so another layer that's connected here. Again, we're just going to bring it all into love. We're just going to say we recognize all and all is love. Okay, and probably I was going to give an affirmation for the healing, the finances. Just see the abundance. Just envision the abundance and envision pulling everybody else in the world up. And it may not look like the abundance that we're seeing today, but just assume that abundance, that we are all looked after. We all have everything that we need, and that energy feels nice. We all have everything that we need, and maybe we're scared because we don't see it continuing the way that we're used to it. But that we all have everything we need, that one actually feels good, and it's pushing something else open here. So focus on that. We're all having everything that we need. We're safe and we have abundance. And hold that. Hold that energy, and that will increase it for you and everybody around you.
Wonderful. You know, there is quite a bit of anger out there, and I know that you've addressed the...
Oh, hold on one second. Hold on one second, Jules. I'm sorry. This happens sometimes.
Oh, keep going.
Hi. You can't bring it up without it saying, oh, here we are. Going to let this go. There we go. Okay, there you go. Now I can hear you again. All right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say there's a lot of anger everywhere, and you're talking about love. Is that what you're also clearing? Because I think we're in deep need of releasing the anger.
Yeah, and again, with anger, it's okay to have it, and a lot of it is this lifetime. Okay, a lot of it is this lifetime anger. But it's okay to say, I'm angry because it lets it come out. But it's better yet to say, just show me where the anger is, or just I let it all go. I don't need to know where it is, or just whatever. I let it go. I let it go. I let it go. The important thing is not focusing on it and then just leaving it. If you focus on it, let it go. Expose it by all means. Just ask for it to be gone. It's all gone. The anger's gone. The anger's gone. The anger's gone. And every time you say that, it's going to go out and say, where's their anger? Where's their more there? It's not coming up with a lot. It's still here. It's in the body. We're carrying it in the physical body. Okay. I have to find out where it is. So just let it go. Just say, all right, there it is. It's gone. Thank you. Thank you. Another really good one is to ask, okay, so this is here. What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to show me? What do I need to know? And you don't need answers. Okay, the fact that you've asked the question, you're saying you're there. I acknowledge that you're there. Thank you for being there. I'm letting you go. You know, where are you? Thank you. And then where else? Thank you. What are you trying to tell me? That's all you need to do. What are you trying to tell me? Thank you. And that's a really big one for healing. You know, my anger. Thank you for being there. I know you're trying to show me something. What is it? Thank you. And I let you go.
Beautiful.
Very, very big.
Beautiful. Beautiful. This is so fascinating to have you videotaped. I just, there's some really unique things happening. So who are your angels that come through you? Do you have some specific angels that you work with?
I have pictures of angels and ascended masters all around me. In every room I go into, my walls are covered. You can see on the back wall, there's a few there. Okay. The big people that I work with, the ones that I call on the most, are Archangel Michael, Jesus. Jesus has a beautiful big field. And, Jesus, Babaji. And Lahiri Mahashai, and he's in the book Yogananda. The reason I call on him is he's a spirit guide for me. We've had lifetimes together. But he also carries a beautiful energy. He's the one they couldn't take a photo of. He said, can you, and till finally he said, did you really think you could take a picture of divinity? And then he agreed to be in the photo, and the picture came out. Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raziel, lots of archangels, few other people, Amma, Shanti Mai, just many. I'm surrounded by them. But again, it's about asking, okay? So it's like they're angels, but they're also energy. They wrap themselves around us, okay? Their energy is wrapped around us. And the more we ask for them and allow them to be present, the greater present they can be. It's like we carry them in all of our cells, all of our energy field. The more we ask, the greater their presence is with us. So again, the more you focus, the more you ask, the more you bring it in, the more your light grows, the more your soul expands. And there you go.
Excellent. Excellent. This has been so fascinating. Wow. I mean... I can't explain the things that have been going on in the video, but the angels, I think, have been showing up for us.
I have no doubt. They show up all the time. They're always here. We have trouble keeping them out. Just we're not aware that they're here all the time.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you so much for the financial and abundance healing. That's been terrific. I so look forward to our next cruise, because just being in your presence, that you can just feel the energy, and it's pure. It's pure. And if people, how do people connect with you if they are wanting private sessions?
The easiest way is just to go to my website, and it's very simple. I am the Joyful Healer. So my website is thejoyfulhealer.com, and from there, there's actually an online calendar, so you can read. My website does need updating. Some of the information is way out of date, but take that with a grain of salt. There is an online calendar, and that's the easiest way to see what's available, and I'm often booked up a month or two in advance, so you can't count on going on one day and booking a session for the next day.
And I was very privileged to have a session on board, and wow, it's rather intense, and it is,
wow,
fabulous.
Wow. I think you're growing, I'm thinking back on it, which is interesting. So if you think back on that session, you're still going to continue that healing energy flowing. That's what's happening here. Yeah, wow, good job. How much fun is that? It's not over until you stop thinking about it.
Oh, good. I'm always going to be thinking about that, Cruz. I'm always going to be thinking of you. I can't thank you enough, Christina. Thank you so much for taking the time and coming on and doing this wonderful healing for all. And I'm hoping that you're going to come back on and visit us again.
It's been a pleasure, Jules. Thank you so much.
And we'll see you on at the cruise.
Okay, wonderful. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
As we close another show, it is my sincerest wish that you have a wonderful week ahead. Remember, through you, the world changes to reflect your happiness. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please send me an email to Jules@loaradionetwork.com.